I have a guilty pleasure of watching ghost videos on YouTube.
Oh my god.
Now listen, I don't believe any of it. I don't believe any of it.
Like amateur ghost hunters?
Yeah, yeah. Or like Nuke's Top 5, like those things. I fucking love those videos. Okay. They used to scare me. Now I'm just completely apathetic. But I do like watching them. I think they're interesting. But if there's one thing I would love to do with you guys is to go to a legit haunted house, quote, legit haunted house. And I would love to do a ghost hunt. I don't believe any of it, but I would
John's Garage.
Yeah. John's Garage is totally haunted. It looks
fun fact, my house was built more than 100 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely a body in there.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely like the ghost of an old mechanic who died in the, died in an old
blacksmith, because that's a blacksmithing job.
Yeah, so you'll definitely be killed by a disembodied, I don't know, rusty screwdriver.
Yeah.
Or like a headless horse or something.
You didn't make my shoes in time. Stomped to death in my own garage.
Or the scary toilet will just come to life.
Yeah.
the scary toilet.
Yeah, we'll have to post pictures of my fucking barn.
It's great. We definitely play Call of Cthulhu in there.
Did I tell you that when I took a picture of the toilet in the barn, I sent it to the Twitter account, Toilets with Threatening Auras?
that describes it.
Yeah.
I wonder how to rank up against the one that's like a 30-foot hallway with a toilet at the very end.
Yeah, yeah. Or the one where the room is just wide enough for the toilet.
Yeah. You're like,
yes. Anyway, can we go on a ghost hunt? That's all I'm asking. Can we go on a ghost hunt?
Okay, hear me out. So, I know you go east to west whenever you all go to the Ren Fest, but we go west to east.
Uh-huh.
And when we go west to east, we always pass this old, it's like a hospital, like a Crownsville hospital. I think it's like a hospital/mental hospital.
Yeah.
It is completely overgrown.
Yeah.
There's like broken windows.
Wait, is this in Crownsville?
Yeah.
The Crownsville hospital is closed down?
Well, it's like a mental hospital.
I know that.
But yeah, it looks so cool and creepy.
I think I knew someone that actually did their suburban investigate, like, what is it called? Suburban traveling or something.
They
like,
investigate abandoned buildings.
Yeah, but they went in there and they said there is like one guard that just passes through every so often.
Yeah,
but like, there was a lot of broken stuff in there. Yeah. That's really cool, like to take pictures, but you're also like, I don't think I should be in there that long.
I looked it up. Crownsville Hospital Center. Crownsville Hospital Center was a psychiatric hospital located in Crownsville, Maryland.
Yep.
It was in operation from 1911 until 2004.
Whoa.
That place is cursed as fuck.
Yes.
I want to go there.
That was started 1 year after my house was built.
Cool. Oh my god, maybe one of the people here went there.
Well, judging on some of the attempted home improvements, it wouldn't surprise me.
Go to Dalton. That's where we're going to do our next recording. Crownsville, the abandoned psychiatric hospital.
Fuck yes.
We kind of missed the boat on Halloween, though.
Yeah.
So, I'll go. I'll go anytime. I watch those every week. Nuke's Top 5 comes out every Monday.
A second Halloween. That's all we need.
I think it also just kind of makes me sad because, you know, just how defunded mental health services are.
Yeah.
And, like, who knows how it was run. Like, it was probably definitely problematic.
Yes.
But
it was definitely done shitty.
Most of them are. Whenever I hear about, like, anything, like, because I watch all these videos.
Right.
Whenever I hear about, like, mental institutions, almost all of them are, like, because of all the things that happened here.
Yeah.
So many
the places are cursed.
Abusive doctors, abusive guards.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know how to do this, so we're just going to throw everything at it. And
things have gotten better from when they thought they could just, like, smack the demons out of you.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know.
Well, let's just drill a hole in your head.
I mean, that's what Benson does.
Benson is a good psych doctor.
But Benson, at least, I don't know. I have no defense for Benson.
Well, Benson has the advantage of being blessed by an actual god. So.
T-shirt idea. Benson slapping a demon a la the Robin and Batman meme.
Oh, yeah.
I'll buy it.
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
I like the idea of Benson just... slapping a demon.
just a rock.
Yeah. Or like a corrupted priest or something.
Yeah.
We may not be able to punch a dragon, but Benson will sure slap a demon.
Slap a demon.
Not even punch.
Anyway, all I'm saying is I want to go on adventures with you guys, and I've been really into that. I'm like, I guess I don't even believe it, but like, it would just be super fun. I would get really into it and freak myself out and piss myself, but it'd be fun. Be a lot of fun.
Wait, was that a puddle there before? Jake looks around.
Yes, it was there.
The ghost.
Yep.
It's ectoplasm.
It's ghost pee.
Jake, you changed your pants. I was too constricting.
Okay, but we all have to dress up like members of Scooby-Doo.
Zoinks.
Call Daphne.
Damn it!
I call
Scooby. Nah, I'm Velma.
Shaggy
I'm
is Scooby. Easy for me.
We all know Jake Shaggy.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. You have the shorter hair for it.
I'm Scooby.
Because I'll be Fred. Because I'll be Fred. I need an ascot.
Yeah, you get an ascot.
I need an ascot.
Get dog biscuits.
Scooby snacks. Scooby snacks.
Me and Timmy.
We don't know what was in those Scooby snacks.
Whatever
me
it was.
Timmy eat the, like, fat sandwiches.
Just.
Yeah, the sandwiches, I forgot.
Look how wide I can make my mouth.
We get a bunch of Scooby snacks and they're all just edibles.
We make a bunch of edibles and we just keep feeding them to Tim without his knowledge and he just gets more and more scared.
It's like, where's Tim? Oh, he's like shivering in a corner like, there's ghosts everywhere.
That'd be really, really mean.
Like whenever Scooby gets separated from Shaggy, he's always like, Raggy, Raggy.
We'll just, here's a Scooby snack. It's a 500 milligram edible. That's going to put Tim under the earth for about 3 days.
You trying to sedate me?
You know Tim has a really low constitution score.
Yeah, very low.
His whole world just turns into Scooby-Doo. Like, everyone else is just pretending. He's just seeing everything in bright colors. Just, what?
We're here hunting ghosts. We want Tim to see the devil.
I literally see Tim, like, jump on top of Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll actually be Shaggy.
Oh, I actually want that to happen.
Now we're going.
No, not actually.
I'm saying. No, I'll go.
Be safe, kids.
I'll go. I'm not. Whenever they do these, there's a channel called Urbex, which is like urban exploration.
That's what it's called.
Yes, yeah, it's a really, really good one. There's 10% of the time there's actually like weird ghost stuff that happens, but the majority of the time it's him literally just like walking through abandoned places. Most of them really cool. Some of them are like old schools. There was one there was like an observatory.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really neat. Yeah, there's a lot of channels out there that are like that, and I just find them so fascinating. Just like going to like super, super old places that you are not supposed to go, that you can't even say where you went. It's just like, you know, an urban exploration in this county, you know, like that's all that they can say, because otherwise
trespassing.
Yeah, it's trespassing. Yeah.
In Cambridge there was an entire shopping center that got abandoned, and Mary, my loving wife, was like, you think we could go, like, explore it? I'm like, no.
Oh, that was a Kmart, I believe, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the abandoned Kmart.
The whole thing's been knocked down. It's been repaved. I think there's an emergency health care center now, which is great.
Oh, that's
good. But she was just like, I just really want to jump the fences and go explore it. And I was just like, no. No.
Cambridge mayor's in a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Cambridge what?
He's Cambridge mayor.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a bunch of revenge porn charges.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yikes.
Maryland's got tough revenge porn laws. Good for Maryland.
Good for Maryland, yeah.
And the mayor of Cambridge, like, posted a bunch of pictures of revenge porn of, like, his girlfriend.
What the fuck? Like,
oh, so he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I used to, again, in tree care, Cambridge was part of my territory, and I may or may not have been closely, you know, close to gunfire.
Yeah. Well, there's a group of people that will never have revenge porn. It's you guys.
Not yet.
That's a segue.
We just got the any tool. Like, it could be anything. All I'm saying...
You did use it as a selfie stick.
We
so
did,
I,
yes.
I don't know.
We just started documenting our adventures.
Fortunately for Adelar, revenge porn has not been invented in Galarian.
Not yet.
Tim, go ahead and make that number 6 on the top 10 lists of segues for the DPS. Right. That's easily number 6.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, carry on.
As I said, last time, Elkwood and Adelar are sitting there talking about the temple, just making small talk, when three butchers and what you know to be a Trawarka dragon priest.
Oh yeah.
Start making their way here.
Three butchers.
I know we've harped on a lot about how dangerous the butchers are. That is an incredibly dangerous fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Level 7.
Nope. I've done. We're gods.
You don't need to wake up Kezra and Benson. You two can handle it on your own.
Easily.
Yeah. Here. It's like, here, Adler, take my dagger. You're good.
You're like trying to wake Benson up. So, three butchers. Oh, we're level 7. Give me 5 more minutes.
You'll need me eventually. But the interesting thing that happened to Elkwood specifically was that he saw them come out of the woods, and he noticed that everything stopped around him.
You stop that.
Hey, you're right.
Look
now
at his face. Over here. His stupid little grin.
This isn't your flashback, John. The night is humid with the sounds of nature in the area outside of this Desna and Khazra temple. Ever so often, the shrill of a larger creature echoes throughout the jungle expanse, giving Elkwood the hopeful reality that perhaps Hazel met her end already. If not, he had plans. A half-elf proceeds to poke a log in the small fire they have, producing a plume of sparks that go up into the night sky. It felt oddly peaceful, despite the dimensional threat that occurred only days ago. That was an extremely dangerous one for the lot of them. An hour or so passes before Veneer hops down from his roost and taking a moment to peck the ground before giving another hop towards the outlier of the fire. Curiously, the half-elf stares at the vulture, whom he only met days after his former companion's skulked. There was still a slight unease in him as he watched the bird stare back with a sense of wonder. The detrivore darts its head around before beginning to stare again. Taking in the sight of the vulture, he began to notice more of the beauty of the creature, and how, dare he say, exotic compared to the others he had seen, that maintained a black or brown color. The crested bird was adorned with red-tipped feathers, with yellows and black furs within. Its eyes are blood red, having a yellow pupil in each. Its eyes almost seem to bore into his own.
I'm glad you're with us, Veneer. We would have been defeated if not for your deadly strikes.
Half-elf moved a little closer, pressing his hands against a large beak of the bird, giving it a small smile.
At least with us, you will at least have plenty of food, eh?
Almost on cue, the creature gave a small chirp, as it certainly had been eating its fill. As he stroked its head, he felt his mind begin to wander. All that he had done here was in the name of defeating Dahak. But why? Why him? Didn't he simply want to go back, live in luxury? There was an inner turmoil as he stared into the vulture, into the fire, to the wilderness surrounding them. He felt torn. He felt useless to the natural knowledge of the world, but slowly felt his body change, adapt and encompass the surroundings in order to become more efficient, more honed at surviving this environment. No speaking to lords and nobles, no finding suckers to take advantage of, no hunting down a deserter. A quick shudder rolled through his body as he stared into the flames, ignoring the large avian near him as he was lost in total thought. What did he want? The flames reminded him of the raziers dotting the walls of the party rooms he was involved in. Those parties from his past in which he found himself devolving into a being of debauchery. The amount of drunken fights he had, the amount of money trading hands, the smell of liquor and drugs permeated the air. He smelled of blood as he left those bars and all the halls to find his hand covered in the sanguine stain, usually with a large orc to his side, nodding in approval as the figure before him gasped for breath from a crushed chest. And then, the feel of soft sheets as he dreamt of nothing. All in his name, the name of Master Grimm. He never pretended to understand the inner politics of the city. He was a mere arrow that used to progress his employer's means. For the first time in a while, he took out his wineskin and began to imbibe. After all, the mine was conquered and would soon return to just a vacant lot that hopefully would be reconstituted into the wilderness. As he felt the pour of the sour drink, he heard a voice.
Hey, Ranger.
The voice is raspy, almost to that of the call on the wind. For a moment, Elkwood sat in silence, head darting past his animal companion before looking to Adalar, who's just sitting there.
Did you say something?
I'm speaking to you, Ranger.
The voice echoed around, feeling as if the sound alone was beginning to deafen his senses.
What the hell are you on?
But he noticed there was no movement to Adalar at all. In fact, it felt like the world outside the campfire was drained of color, turning almost grayscale, save for the flickers of orange light radiating from the flames itself.
Who? What are you?
He began to turn, Starblade in his hands as his eyes darted from the tree line to the now abandoned temple. Looking around, almost ignoring the fact that the vulture began to hop a little closer before standing 3 feet from him again.
The Cowering Mother. One that seems an odd sort of potential.
The voice again danced along his perception. He himself slowly beginning to panic.
Show yourself.
I already have. You're not quite seeing it, however.
The vulture fluttered in place for a moment before preening its feathers, the half-elf staring at the only source of movement now being his animal companion. There was a pause as he stared at the carrion eater, its beak opening partially before a voice echoed out of it.
You figured it out. Good. What brings a city-dwelling half-elf with a checkered past into the world of death, fire, and greed?
The question felt pointed as the half-elf lowered his throwing arm, puzzled.
What?
This was not his domain. This was ethereal, or a trick. He needed Kezra or Adalar. Maybe even Benson could figure this out.
Damn it, Adalar. What the hell are...
They will not be distracting us. I almost got a hold of you before, but you refused the meal I gave. And again, I understand your disgust in the ingestion of the dead.
A small chuckle followed as Elk would remember the rat that was gifted to him.
Now, I dare repeat my previous question.
We are on. Here is Jenny to stop the rise of this cult so the world doesn't fall.
Don't lie so brazenly. I'm not too fond of lies. Their tongues have a bitter taste.
The eyes of the vulture didn't falter, staring at a point that felt deep within the ranger himself. With a broken breath, Elk began again, eyes shifting down. Did this thing know his entire past?
To take advantage of a gate that can teleport us halfway around the world. I mean, a gift of knowledge to my boss. I feel he'd be pleased with my progress, and then I can return and earn my share of...
What did I say?
The voice almost hissed out at him.
But it's the truth. I need to report back. I need...
Oh, believe me. Your time in the city has passed. What is it that you want, truly?
I want to get back to the bar scene. I want a nice drink with Garrick, to be sent on missions again. I just want to feel that sensation of stalk.
One last chance. Choose your words carefully.
There was an air of foreboding as the voice finished, the vulture staring at the half-elf intentionally. Elk began to speak, only to take a shuddered breath.
In truth, I want freedom. I want to feel... I'm not too sure how to phrase it.
You want simplicity. No laws and taxes. No idol worship. No one to really answer to. And yes, I believe you would call it more primal. Eat or be eaten, kill or be killed.
The half-elf slumped, feeling torn but at a loss.
What about your revenge? Didn't you want to kill some particular people?
Elk shuffled back.
What? I never mentioned anything of the sort.
Silence followed for a moment.
Just an observation from what I've seen. You have an anger in you. You will release it at some point. Just curious when. Don't get me wrong. I do not judge for what it's worth.
Well, the teachings of Calistria dictate that I cannot allow a slight unanswered.
He clutches the small pendant he's had on his tunic. Mocking laugh came from the vulture.
Oh, you need not worry about her. At one point, she may have looked at you with interest. But believe me, you are not in her gaze. You are changing, Ranger. But the question is, how will you change? And what are you changing into?
The voice laughed again as the puppet of Amir simply stood with its beak open.
Believe me, I have seen it all. There is something else inside you besides bones and blood. I am watching you, Awkward Grim. Or... never mind.
A chuckle escapes from the beak of the vulture, finally closing its mouth. The half-elf sinks to his knees, eyes falling to the fire again. Uneasy and feeling a bit ill, with labored breathing. And in an instant, it felt like all the color returned to the world. The orange of the flames licking around the logs in the fire. The sound of chirping and rumbling from wilderness returned. And Adalar begins to move again. Just in time for you both to notice the center claws descending on your position.
Elkwood, we must ready for battle. What are you doing?
He's like, froze from, I guess, what? What? Oh, oh, crap. Shit. And he... like, just alerts, he's shouting, like, back to, both of them, like, we're right inside the building, like,
yep.
Bit right inside, so it's kind of like, who was up, or were you, I honestly
just you and Adela.
Yeah, so,
yep.
Oh, yeah, so he's calling to get everyone awake.
All right, so you call, and let's just go ahead and get an initiative going while I get these tokens out.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not going to matter.
That was crazy shit, by the way.
Yeah, that dude...
I know, oh my gosh.
I constantly... I'm so fucking jealous of how fucking good your shit is, Mark.
So good.
Oh, I like that Jake got that voice
and
ready.
Give Jake credit. That shit was so good.
Oh, yeah. The voice.
It's like his voice. He's I was like, oh, God, please, I can't do it anymore.
It's like, how would a vulture talk?
Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It does.
It doesn't, yeah.
God damn it. I gotta step my shit up.
Where is it? There is.
I don't know why, but when we ended last episode, you're like, everything froze and you heard a voice. I thought there's gonna be like, oh, the butchers turn around and they're scared of the temple and they leave. That's what I was kind of hoping for.
I mean, it could still happen.
No, I would also... I'm asleep, which means I don't have my armor.
Again.
Oh my god.
Again.
No. You are definitely armored. Like, the whole point was to set up an ambush.
Right.
You're dozing, but you're not resting well.
Yeah.
I thought about that before we started. I was like, you're just kind of propped up. Kind of just.
I leave that to Jake. Wait.
Well,
It's just the mechanics of you can't sleep in your armor to gain a night's rest. You're not trying to gain a night's rest. You're literally just dozing.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I thought about that. You're not unarmored. You can sit against a pillar and just close your eyes. Yeah. But, like, yeah, you won't wake up rested. But you're fine. You're already rested.
Okay, well, then right? I'm definitely going first.
Okay. Yeah. And then I also did life, like, for that day, I did life connection on Benson, because that's my classic.
You did life connection on Elkwood.
No, that was a couple days ago.
No.
Wait,
it was earlier today.
Oh, you're right, it was earlier today.
Oh, yeah, it was,
Okay. I also have Vital Beacon cast on me, so if you just touch me at one interact action, you can get some sweet,
touch
sweet HP. But yeah, so Elkwood, I got you.
Sweet.
Like, I'm Patrick.
Touch.
I made that joke last time. It's an easy one to make.
We'll make it every time. Yep. So good.
Okay. Let me get some initiatives here. Benson.
31.
Ooh, doggy.
Natural 20.
Yeah, that's great. Elkwood.
30.
Oh, man. Huh.
Adalar.
19.
Okay. And Kezzer.
11.
Oh.
Because I always roll awful for initiative.
That's actually very accurate.
always. I'm bad at initiative.
Never change.
Well, I paid a gypsy warlock to curse Kelly, so it's working.
It's working just fine.
May every initiative roll be lower than that. Every God, that's very one. Weird.
Very specific.
Wouldn't you want to curse his attack rolls?
No. I just want it frustrated.
Yeah. I don't want him ineffective. I just want him to not be.
No,
not
I
be...
need those fucking lightning bolts.
I just want to piss him off.
Let me go ahead and get this in. So going first will be Benson.
Okay.
So you see that the group of them have come from the north, and you are...
Are these doors open?
Yes, the front doors are wide open on the temple there.
Yeah.
So Benson will literally just... All right, 10, 15. Just position himself in the center of these pillars, and he will look out and see them, and I imagine they notice Benson.
Yep. If you, yeah, I mean, they have a... Do they have dark vision, too? I don't know if they do. Yeah, they have dark vision, so yeah. They see it.
Mm-hmm.
So Benson, with a look in his eyes of... Benson's excited.
Oh, no.
And Benson will just brandish sword and shield and scream to the heavens, "Come!" And he will also ready in action.
Okay. Benson gearing up to do a baseball swing at one of these guys. Elk, your turn.
Okay. he's going to move with one action here. And he's going to hunt prey.
Oh, yeah.
On this guy, front guy.
Okay.
And use his quick draw feat in order to draw his bow and take a shot.
All right. You're going against one of the butchers?
Yes, the first butcher.
Gotcha.
I feel like it would be reasonable that you had your bow out, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you at least had it on your lap or something, yeah.
Yeah. So, first move, hunt prey, still. It's three actions, no matter what.
Yeah.
So that would be a 26 to hit.
Woo! 26 against the butcher will be a hit.
Yes! Sweet.
So that's 2d6... Okay, ain't bad. Not the worst. 15 points of damage.
Nah. Oh, nice.
Solid.
Yep, as an arrow just streaks out. And he is going to keep Vamir back for now. Because that would be...
Oh, you can send him in, it's fine.
Just because we fought so many of these things up to this point, so I'll key the audience in. We have to at least deal 350 to 400 points of damage to end this encounter.
That's okay. Kazra could just go in there and take them all by himself.
Lightning bolt.
Like, this is a lot.
Yep. You did it before.
Yeah. Three against the Sabazon.
Yeah. So it's almost identical fight, except now you have a tower called Dragon Priest with them.
Yeah, which is not sucks. Great.
Fireball.
I'm getting ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you shot your bow. All right, it is their turn.
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Jake, you really roll well on initiative. Like, there's one thing you consistently do well on.
It's a 26.
Could be high.
It's a 26. Considering Benson and Elk got a 30 and a 31.
I mean, yeah.
They're in the middle of the whole thing, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. Traverka are going to begin shrieking.
Yeah.
People can't see this because they're listening at home, but Elkwood moved in front of me because I only had 15 feet of movement. And I am fucking sweating.
That's
now
fine.
It's not fine.
It's going to be fine.
25, 30, 35.
He's got some health.
I do have health.
Rangers get good at hit points.
And then I'll just have touch out of her and be fine.
Uh-huh. Reach out and touch me.
So with the range that they were at and where Elkwood is, they were only able to they had to use two move actions to get up there.
Okay.
So it's going to be two swipes with the with their hatchets.
Alrighty.
So the first one going up, swipe with the hatchet. That is a 30 total.
Well, that's not a crit, so.
Well, it's good it's not a crit.
Yeah.
So it'll be 2d8 plus 8 points of slashing damage for 16 points of slashing damage.
All right.
And their second swing.
Okay.
28.
That still hit. Still hit. Not a crit.
16 again.
Weird.
Yep.
I will then use.
Yeah, the first one was a 1 and a 7. Second one was a 2 and a 6. So.
Right.
Anyway.
Retributive strike has 15 foot reach for the damage reduction.
It does, yeah.
Oh.
So, 10 points for the second.
All right.
So, a small flash of light takes away some of the brunt of that attack.
Okay.
Another second Charver Cup Butcher. Going to do the same thing.
All right. That's fine. They block themselves in. Sort of.
Two on the die for a 22.
That's a miss.
That's a miss.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Wow. Not good.
And an extra one.
Oh!
The second one.
Hey!
Yay!
Kelly has the card.
Kelly remembered his cards this time.
It did.
That was a moment of a, oh, natural two on the die, so only a 22. And it literally, I just sat there for a second, I was like, what?
Yeah, I was thinking like plus 15 or something.
Yeah, no, plus 20.
Yep.
Okay.
Butchers.
So you see this, what is it, swinging a hatchet or something?
Yeah, slashing, yeah.
So it swings out its axe and you duck it and it smashes into the doorway and the weapon is now broken.
Oh, shit!
Oh, no! Yes!
Damn.
So the weapon's hit points are reduced to it, below its broken threshold.
Holy nice. Shit.
That is awful. I mean, that's great, but oh wow, that's a terrible crit.
No save, huh? No save on that one?
Nope.
Fuck.
Broken weapon.
What happens if it's a magical weapon, though?
I think it just has better broken threshold.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing, too, is that I don't think magic ones break. I think that they just become, like...
inert?
Not inert. I forget what the term is, but like I don't think you can break them entirely.
Well,
you can
thankfully these fucking things don't have magical weapons because they're hard enough as is.
Yeah.
I mean they are, but they're. Yeah, these are. They're plus one. Are they plus one hatchets? They have to be.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like they might be striking if they.
Yes, can. Plus one striking hatchet. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're magic. So it's broken.
Yep, it's broken.
Still broken.
Broken.
Still broken, but anyway. Okay, well, that was his two attacks.
Are you sure none of them want to run up to me?
Well, now they can't really even get in because two of them are blocking the door. So one of them is just going to make his move 10, 15, 20, 25. And then he's going to do one of my favorite attacks, which is throw debris.
Oh my god.
throw poopy.
Throw poop. He takes out some rock hard poops and tries to throw them at you. There,
oh no!
Hey, not a nearly as good of a hit to hit with this. So, 20 total.
That's a miss.
All right. That is a 17.
That's a miss.
And then, wow! Why couldn't I get an 18 on the die for that? 26 on the last one.
Just hits.
Just hits. Just from the last one. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's bad.
That never happens. throw debris is a... sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. So it's, it would not hit. I was looking at the wrong one. So it was a plus 7 instead of a plus 8 on the last one. So that does not hit.
Oh.
So I won't roll damage.
Right. Okay.
Then the Charver Cup Dragon Priests. Charver Cup... Yeah, he's got some fun stuff. Got some fun things.
But will he launch a fireball into his butcher?
The Charger Cop Butchers are essentially walls that deal a bunch of damage. This is the wild card.
Yep. So he is going to go up because he also has a shriek because of that's how that works. he is going to go up and a flaming sphere.
Oh shit!
Gets casted directly on top of you, Oakwood.
Of course. Is that a
pull up flame and sphere?
I can't.
It is a basic reflex. Or it's a reflex save, but there's no failure effect.
It's 2d6 fire damage.
3d6.
3d6.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one is
heightened.
Oh, well, it's a second, but I'll, when I actually get to it. Yep, just second level spell, but heightened. Oh, yeah, the heightening does increase it by 1d6. Anyway, yeah, make me a reflex save.
Okay.
Yeah, I think because I took this spell on my wizard in 5e, and it's a garbage fucking spell.
Oh, well.
Yeah, totally useless.
That's a 27.
You succeed.
That was a natural 10.
Oh, nice.
And there's no failure effect for Flamies here.
Yep, it says creatures that succeed at their save take no damage instead of half. Mm-hmm. So
it's just here in my space, and I'm just staring at it like, yep, that's fire.
Yeah, I always imagine that, like, Flaming Sphere, that, like, it goes over and follows, so maybe as it was coming at you, you, like, dodged out of the way, and then it went past you.
Yeah.
But,
I think I like the description of it in the first edition, which was, like, it's a spongy substance or something, so it just
a flaming ooze that rolled around, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. That was their turn. Adalar.
Alright. Elkwood, are you pretty beat up?
Only down by 20 points at this point because of his healing and stuff.
Right.
Not the biggest HP sponge, but I have a little bit less.
Right. So he's going to move up 25. So he's kind of closer to everybody, but not really in harm's way. And he looks at the Charaka butcher that is to the left of Elkwood at the door.
Uh-huh.
And he inflicts a curse.
Ah.
And he's like, Abadar cursed you with gaping wounds. And I need you to make me a fortitude save.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Charaka's pretty good at fortitude.
I was going to say, Jake did not seem worried. He was like, okay.
No, okay.
Right. What? Wait, is this the thing that if he does slashing and piercing damage or something like that?
If he takes slashing or piercing damage,
if he takes it. Okay.
Additional.
Right. Okay. I just want to make sure because he did break his weapon, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't going to, like...
Oh, wait, does he have slash? Oh, he broke his weapon. I forgot about that.
He has... I can tell you that he can hit with his fists, and then he can throw debris, and they're both bludgeoning.
Yeah, I will... I mean, I feel like we fought a lot of butchers. I forgot he broke his weapon, so I'll do the one in front of Elkwood.
Okay, all right, yeah. That's fine.
He can punch real good. Punch real good.
Yeah. His little hand the size of toddlers.
Yeah, that's still do damage.
Yes. Yes. Still hurt.
Strong as fuck.
Fortitude save 25.
You just make it, but you still are going to suffer an extra 2d6 additional damage whenever it takes 10 piercing or slashing. If you failed, it's a lot worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty. It's a great spell. So that is
that's still intense.
Like, yeah, that's a lot of value.
Yeah, it is.
On a success, it does that. Goddamn.
Yes, on a success.
Also, what? Fourth
on level? A failure, it will. It would also take 2d6 persistent bleed damage.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I remember that now.
Well, is waiting for the day someone fails.
Yeah.
Well, the fucking weird thing about Pathfinder is every monster has a fucking enormous
just
save.
He just made just your,
made it.
Just made your
just
save.
Made it.
What'd you roll on the dice? If you don't mind me asking.
They got a pretty empty 42 save.
It's Kevin's turn, right?
It is. What the fuck are we? Yes, it is Kevin's turn.
Benson feels Kezra's hand on his armor, and then you feel your skin tighten up and harden as I cast stone skin on Benson. you feel like a living rock.
Have all the rock.
What does that do?
So it lasts for 20 minutes, which is key. You gain resistance 5 to all physical damage.
Wow.
Every time you take physical damage, you reduce a minute of duration.
Okay.
So... Resistance 5 for, 20 hits.
That's good.
So 20 physical hits.
Yeah.
So it soaks up 100 points of damage.
Bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing
Jesus
damage.
Christ! Yeah.
You have PR.
And remember, you have slashing resistance from your armor.
Yep.
Yep. Because you have the full plate and what armor specialization.
Yep.
So I believe for slashing, your resistance is 8.
Yeah.
And for bludgeoning and piercing, it's 5 now.
Wait, do the resistances stack?
I think if they're from different sources, they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He got armor, okay. Then he got magic. So.
He's got magical resistance, and he's got his already existing resistance.
Yep.
That's pretty.
So as long as they're from different sources, I think it's fine. Because his armor's blocking some damage, and then his skin's blocking the rest of the damage.
You effectively have fucking 200 health.
Oh, yeah, you're a good toughie.
Yeah. You're a good old tanky boy.
Benson's face just, like, goes gray and just turns into this living stone.
Wow.
Like I said, Havel the Rock.
Yeah.
Like
he is Havel the Rock.
Yeah.
That's a Dark Souls reference for all the Dark Souls fans out there.
Yeah. So, every time you take a hit, make sure you take a minute off. So as long as you're not hit 20 times in this combat, you'll be fine.
All right. So, just keep calculator up on your laptop. And all right. Benson, it is your turn.
So Benson is literally just going to wade up.
Yes.
And that's one movement. No. Movement.
Attack the one in front of Elkwood.
I am.
Okay, cool. Says the random voice.
Who the hell is that?
Who was that?
I've seen the one butcher broke his axe, so I'm just going to move over and attack.
So he's fucking useless.
Useless, I say. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good face.
Okay, that's a good face. 33.
Jeez.
That is a crit.
Yes. Yes! 17 on the die, baby.
Oh,
God. Okay. Where are my d8s? Need my
d8s? I'm just gonna roll my extra slashing damage. On
Yeah.
Benson is like unkillable.
This I've effectively called this to like people I've talked to about this. We are running buff pony strategies.
Yeah.
I'm the pony, and you guys just throw buffs on me, and then we just throw Benson out, and Elk was just there doing damage.
Yeah.
By the way, 16 points of damage.
Is that doubled?
Doubled. So
32
points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, and plus an extra 9.
God.
God, I love being a beast.
So good.
Okay.
And that was your first swing.
That was my first swing.
Oh, my gosh.
Second swing. Oh, no, I'm going to raise my shield. Hit, raise shield.
Got it.
Good plan.
Elkwood is right next to me, so I can protect him now.
Okay.
And I've got Stonesky. God!
Been so excited for this.
And what a time to bring it out against Bushers.
Yeah, seriously.
You know we're going to hit, or know we're going to hurt.
Yeah.
Elkwood, your turn.
Okay, so he's going to quick draw. At this point, he's on artillery man again. He's quick drawing out and brings out his Elvish Curve Blade, because he's point blank range at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to swing out with his first action.
Remember, you have a flame sphere in your space. Don't forget
about
that.
That's true.
I reflex save every time, so.
Okay.
he doesn't give a fuck.
I care.
Like, I care.
Stupid flame sphere.
That's a...
Whatever.
Yeah, that's a 12 on a die, so that's a 16?
Oh my god.
So that's a 28.
28 will hit.
Yeah.
All right, that's 3d8. Darn, that's some low shit damage. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 points of damage. I have to beat 10, that's right.
Mm.
And so he's just going to swing again.
Alright.
That is a... that's a miss. That misses. It's below 20.
Okay.
And he has one more action, so he still keeps swinging.
He'll keep swinging, okay.
That's a 22.
Just a miss, unfortunately.
Damn.
Okay, and so actually, one thing, Vimir, could he attack diagonally?
With
penalty, I guess.
He'll have cover just because of the wall. So he's standing right next to you.
Yeah.
But there's the corner of the wall that's in between him and the butcher. So butcher will have a little bit of cover.
Like,
but you
plus 2 AC.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'll take it in my dice tray and not actually in the other one. I would be. It was.
Missed the tray and you had a natural 20.
Oh, oh man.
But that is a 24.
We are principled men.
That is a 24 to hit, though.
Because of the cover, it does not hit.
Fuck. Yikes.
All right. And that's it.
Yeah, you should have just lied and said, that's 20.
I wish. Yeah, I saw
Kelly's over there, too. He would have kept you on.
I was staring at it. I'm like, damn it. It's on the other dice tray that I had.
I just lied to Jake.
All right. But that's it.
Got it. All right. It is their turn. Two butchers in front of you.
are the one is going to focus on you. The other one is going to try to punch Benson in the face, I guess. Fucking, because he fucking...
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. All right. First Butcher, 3 attacks on Elkwood.
Alrighty. So,
35.
Ooh. Ooh, that is a, that Ooh. Is a crit. Exactly.
Oh, Retributive Strike.
See, the, you said it's a crit, so 15, 30.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Points of damage on the first one.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yep. Second one.
Adelar. Help.
33.
That's not a crit.
Not a crit.
You kind of moved past my Retributive Strike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
I will, yeah. We'll keep that 33 there. What's the damage reduction first off?
Well, that's 6, but I rolled a natural 1.
Oh, no.
Man.
Natural 1 on Benson.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, yeah, you hate to see it.
Things are going so good for Benson.
Yeah, I really haven't rolled below a 15 until now. So.
I mean, how often does your skin turn to stone? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't even want to read this.
What? Please don't.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I read the full thing. It's not as bad.
Oh, okay.
But it's not good.
All right.
Catastrophic failure.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
You fall unconscious.
What?
What?
Until you wake up or the end of your next turn.
That's stupid.
Oh, my God.
I mean, thankfully, what? You can just get hit.
You clonk yourself in the head.
What? So, Benson crumbles to the ground. From
He's a pile of dust.
Don't worry, I can kick you awake.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I feel like I should.
Well, wait. Unconscious or asleep?
Unconscious.
Let me look
it
up that condition.
Until, it said until woken up or.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, right. Yeah, specifically said. If I can find it again.
So when most crits happen, you like go prone.
Yeah.
That costs 1 action because you have to get up.
Yeah.
This costs 2 because it's going to take one of Tim's and one of mine.
Well, yeah, and you have to pick up your weapons and your shield.
Yeah.
1 action for the sword, 1 action for the shield, 1 action to stand up.
Yep.
And then...
So it's going to be, what, 2 turns pretty much?
Yeah.
Just about?
I mean, I could do 1 action to move, 1 action to kick him awake, and then I could put the sword in his hand?
You just hand him his sword.
Here you go. Hand him my fucking shield.
Come on, this was supposed to be John's combat.
Ah, man. And then, as far as healing you, Elkwood, just reach out and touch me for my beacon.
Take 5-foot step back.
I'll be behind Benson. So if you,
okay,
it's up to you whether you want to
interact action.
Yeah,
Elkwood, you did get your damage reduction from the retributive strike.
So 20
gosh.
Points. Instead.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that was the first attack. It was a 33 for the second, which you said was a hit.
Oh, yeah,
it was just a hit.
Okay.
There was a hot second where you were going to the second, so I could not mention
that. Right, right.
So that will be 19 points of damage on the second one.
Yowza. That hurt.
Third attack.
So bad.
Is a 26.
Yeah, it barely hits.
Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Don't step in front of Benson.
I don't think it would have mattered at this point.
They would have moved in.
They would have funneled in.
Yep. 12 points of damage.
Weird. Yeah, that hurts.
This combat went from so good to so bad.
Yup. Something was telling me to use. Like, use your hero point. Make sure that... No.
Seeing that Benson has fallen over.
Yeah.
It looks like easy prey.
Flat-footed.
It'll wake you up.
That's true. It will. That means I wouldn't have to spend the action to wake you up.
Yeah. I mean, if it can.
Yeah. So
my AC is still high, even flat-footed.
Yeah.
Armor.
Because he's doing armor. It's like trying to punch something.
I mean, it's
you take a minus 4 penalty AC for unconscious.
Okay, no, I'm very hittable.
Yeah.
For these guys.
So mind you, this guy does not have his hatchet. So
I just don't punch him.
I'm saying the. Thematically, he's biting you. He's got a big, like, mandrel-like jaws, but, you know, this is technically the fist, his fist that he's hitting you with. Anyway, that is a 33?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That does not crit me.
Oh.
But
amazingly enough. And it's slashing, so it's -8.
Yeah.
For resistance.
Mm-hmm. This is fucking absurd.
No, what's funny is that I was saying, like, thematically he's biting, but no, because it counts as the fist, it's agile and non-lethal, so he's just, like,
bludgeoning.
So it's still bludgeoning. Jumped on top of you and is just trying to, like, just trying to kick the shit out of you.
And now you're awake.
Oh, wait, that is it's a D4.
Yeah, 1D4.
So, does that count as a hit for the stone skin, or does it not?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
He punched you.
Yep. So, 12 bludgeoning.
12 bludgeoning, okay.
So, -5. Then do you have more resistance because your armor, or is that only slashing and piercing?
No, I think it's only slashing and piercing.
Okay.
I mean...
So still -5.
Really
is great.
Make a whole lot of physical sense, but,
right?
You know, game wise.
Yep. Second attack. Total miss.
Okay. Third.
Total miss.
Okay. But I'm awake.
You are awake.
Yes.
So Benson, having some weird stone that fell out of the roof and just hit him on top of the head for some fucking reason.
Catastrophic failure, indeed.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you see, the Tarkov butchers. Hatchet hit the side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Fisher.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So your fail became my fail.
Exactly. Oh, that's how I'm making it.
I like it.
Trickle down fails. I like it.
Trickle down failonomics.
That's good.
Then the Charuka butcher in the back is going to continue throwing stuff at Elkwood.
Of course.
The charcoal butcher in the back.
Poop throw. Natural 20.
Ah, fuck.
And there we go.
Poop here.
Wait, who's he throwing at?
Me.
Elkwood.
Wait, I got a card.
Oh, you got a card. Oh, yep. Shit. Well, this thing also... So their throw debris also has deadly D6 on it, so...
Ooh. Wow.
Is it bludgeoning?
Yes, it's bludgeoning. Hard poop.
To your thinky bits. The target is stupefied 2 until healed.
So get stupefied. Bummer.
All mental effects take a -2.
Oh,
well, what a bummer for this.
Wow, that sucks.
Elven Ranger.
Right.
What about the? I'm more concerned about the. Took.
I'm concerned about the damage.
Yeah,
you took some poopy to your thinky bits. It hurts.
I hate it when you get poopy to the thinky bits.
It's all the time, and I hate it every time. 2 2s on the 2d6 here.
Okay.
So that'll be 12, so 24 total bludgeoning damage. And then the deadly d6 is another d6 on top of that?
Yep.
Ugh.
Shit.
Another 2!
Okay.
Is that also, I am unconscious.
Is that also
I
doubled?
Knew it.
Shit. No, the deadly is not doubled.
Okay.
Yeah, I am unconscious.
Fuck!
Elkwood is unconscious.
So that's what happens. I was like, oh, I have 2. I thought that was the deadly was in with the other things. So I'm like, oh, cool. I have 2 HP. And it's like, nope.
He's going to have trouble dodging that flame sphere now.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
I will reflex.
So you are dying 2 in a square with a flame sphere.
That's right. Well, shit.
That's true.
How it happens.
Elkwood, I just want to be free.
I just want to be free from life.
Free
from life. It's okay.
Your reflex save takes a -4.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like, when you roll around.
Right?
Okay, so...
I have a hero point.
Was that his first attack? Gosh. I don't even remember.
I also
so much shit that happened.
2 lay on hands and... Adelars. Fucking Adelars.
So. I think that was his first attack.
This is bad, though.
This is very bad.
Like, wounded 2. That's bad.
Yep. In which case, he is going to continue throwing stuff, but he's going to throw it at Adelar on the back.
No, he's going to poop on the road.
Poop throw.
No.
Another natural 20.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
He's throwing it at Adelar now?
Yep. Good Lord.
Stupid.
Yeah, the last recording session, you guys just, like, wiped a bunch of stuff, so it's the balance.
Poetic justice.
Knockback. The target is pushed 1d4 times 5 feet away.
Wow.
1d4 times 5?
Yep.
Wait. 1d4 times 5?
You can get knocked off.
Up to 20 feet pushed away.
No, he won't be.
No, he's fine. He can be pushed to the back of the cathedral.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's not great.
It's not great. Out of range of fine.
Healing. Okay, so let me do the damage first.
Yeah. Give me that sweet damage.
26.
Okay.
That is already doubled.
Okay.
And then we need to see how many feet you go back, or how many squares.
5 feet, please.
How about 10 feet?
I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad.
You're still in range.
As criticals go, that's...
Yeah, the healer getting true, moved is... True. Okay.
Not the worst.
Whatever. And does he want to try to get... No, he can't do anything like that. He sees... The dragon priest sees both people go down, and then he is going to move his flame sphere over to Kezra. Flame sphere goes over to you. Please make a reflex save. Just made it. So you do not...
Sweet.
You do not take anything. That was his action to sustain, which means he can do some other stuff. He is then going to come up. I can do that. I can do that. Could do... Two guys on the front make it confusing, because now he's like... Oh, they went down. All right, well...
Yeah.
The dragon priest is going to... go over here. There's a little bit of an angle. And he's going to... Actually, he's going to do... He's going to sit right there because spells cost two actions. All right.
Wait, he didn't cast a spell. He just maintained.
Yeah, maintained is one action.
Yep. Yeah,
moving is two is a second. So he owns one action left.
Yep, he's only got one action left. So, but he's getting close to you.
Oh, no. Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Touch.
Next is Adalar.
Adalar.
Oh, gosh. All right, well.
You're still in range.
I am still in range, so there's no question that I'm going to pop that heal spell. But the other question is, what do I do with my last action? All right, so 4d10. Oh, that's pretty good. So that's 9, 16, 19...
What is it, 4d10 plus fucking 30 at this point?
It's 9. Yeah, so 19 plus 32 is 51.
51.
I don't fucking believe it.
51.
51. All
right. See, for 51.
The healing.
51 points.
I am wounded too and back up over half.
Yeah. All right. And then I am going to move right behind Benson and Elkwood.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, access the vital beacon cast upon me if you need healing.
The first touch of vital beacon, so you guys know, gives you 4d10.
Yeah, I'll be taking that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And that's my turn.
Okay, then. From there... Adalar, Kezra, your turn.
All right, as much as I hate to gaggle us up into one tiny square,
I know.
I'm going to step up and cast a heightened resist energy fire on both Benson and Elk, who will both gain resistance 10 to fire.
What?
Oh, shit. Wow.
Buff pony!
Oh, my God.
God. Okay.
Yeah, so you...
Wait, is it just a one-action thing to cast?
It's a two-action spell for resist energy. I step up, and and when you heighten resist energy, it becomes resist to 10 instead of 5, and you can target two people.
Oh,
within touch. And they're both right there, so you both have resistance 10 to fire.
Love it.
Okay. Awesome.
That's probably the most helpful thing Kezra's ever done, but that is really smart.
Incredibly.
Oh, yeah.
He usually doesn't do support stuff, but damn. But when he does, they're really important.
He's getting off on Benson being this
I'm just
unbeatable wall of force.
I'm just the fucking one that just gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. Over and over again.
I forgot about I had Life Connection cast on Elkwood. I could have negated some damage earlier, but oh well. I'll remember for next time.
Next
before
time.
You go down. Before
Elkwood,
go down.
He's trying to kill you.
I know.
He told you he would help, and then he's not.
And I'm like,
that looks dangerous.
That looks like a lot of damage, actually. Right.
I don't have that much HP.
So yeah, you stand in that square with that fire sphere. probably won't do any damage.
It's on you now.
He moved. I moved it.
Yeah.
He has to move it again.
Yeah.
But it's even funnier because it's like, oh, cool. Then my reflex is plus 17. So it's like,
yep. All
right.
God.
Okay. Benson, top of round three, and it is your turn.
So I'm on the ground with nothing.
Yep.
So Benson will look around, knowing that these things have been done, so these buffs have happened, and this unfortunate thing happened, but he will reach over and grab Elk, and he will cast a Lay on Hands.
I'm up!
No, I'm only doing this so you have plus two to your AC.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
But then he stands up and he grabs his shield.
Ooh.
So that's all he can do. He doesn't grab his sword.
Okay.
Because he's looks behind him and sees there. And he just looks back down at Elkwood and goes, "We have work to do."
Indeed. Nice. Yes, we do.
So like his eyes are flickering like, all right.
Yeah, you're
I've been in this position before.
You're a boxer that has been tagged. You need to get up.
Like, how much lay on hands, by the way?
24.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I
great.
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Good.
Lay on hands is a great focus spell.
Yeah,
it's the way it ramps. All right.
24 health plus 2 to AC for the next round.
Good. And that plus 2 has saved you guys quite a few times.
It saved me a couple times.
Yeah. Elkwood, it is your turn. You are back up to full? Are you back to full now? Okay.
No, right. I'm maybe a quarter down now.
Okay.
So on the ground, no weapons.
Yeah, so I have to take an action to... Shit.
I would also like to point out that I cannot retributive
strike.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a sword.
Yep.
Problem is that these guys, we know, have combat reflexes. The butchers have combat reflexes.
I don't think that's a thing. It's not a thing.
No,
are you talking about AOs?
They do have the attack of opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant that because I remember that.
Yeah, they would have gotten one off on Benson.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're right.
Well, if they choose to.
Give it to me.
If they want to.
Do they choose to?
Of course they
do. Do I choose to?
But that means they spend the reaction.
Wait, is this the one without a weapon?
No, they're really nice about it. I mean, they're both right next to you.
Yeah, hit me.
The first one that was kicking you in the head kicks you for 30 total.
Gee.
Oh. Yeah, this was before I had my shield.
So. Your first action would be shield, right?
Yeah.
It's not stand, so you can reactive shield.
Well, that still hits me because 30 is my AC.
Yeah.
With your shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Still.
Boop it up.
It's not a crit, though. So.
Not a crit. 12.
I was about to say, why are you sad? That's a huge AC. Yeah.
It's okay. It could be better.
It's literally the best in the game at this level you can be.
So 12 damage, but minus 5 because of your stone skin.
Correct. Does it matter if it's non-lethal, though? Because remember, he's just hitting.
I looked it up. It just says bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I wanted to say that stim skin probably would negate non-lethal, but I couldn't find anything to justify it.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine...
It makes sense.
I can't imagine
it
punching a guy who made of stone would do anything.
Yeah. But
yeah, unless you're like a monk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or unless you're like a... I was going to say Demon Slayer, but because he cut it.
I know. I looked it up. I tried to see it. It didn't say. It just says bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing.
Got it.
Yeah.
The one with the hatchet missed you. So.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow.
So that means with their reaction spent, Elkwood can do whatever he wants without fearing getting attacked.
Yep.
And that was 7 points.
Yep.
All right.
So that was Benson got up. Elkwood, it is your turn, and you know that they focused on Benson, who was standing up, so you feel pretty confident you can get up to.
So, actions. He's going to stand up with his first action, pick up his sword with his second action, because unfortunately quick draw doesn't allow you to quickly pick things up.
draw them, not
I
grab
wish.
Them.
That would be very valuable.
And then third action, he will swing at this thing.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, imagine, like, coming up off the ground and just has a sword in hand and just swipes
up.
Come on,
you're going to destroy this motherfucker.
I hope so. Oh. That is a 19 on the die.
Yes.
That's a 35 to hit.
That's a crit.
Like I said, we have work to do.
Yes. So, and so, 3d8.
That's so tasty.
Oh,
6.
So tasty.
That's a 4, so that's 10, 15, and then plus strength modifier, so that's 3, plus 2 extra for that, so it's 20 points of damage right there.
Wait, oh yeah.
40.
Oh yeah.
Of slashing damage.
He dies.
Come on!
Yes.
So he just, like, vivisects this thing, like, right up the middle as he's coming back up. And just cuts him in half.
You went down, and then as they were focusing on Benson, who was just taking hits as he's getting up, you just slice through its arm and through its chest, and both parts of it fall to the ground in a bloody heap.
Yeah. And he just, like, is showered in blood right now, and he's just looking at the other one. Can't do anything else, because he only has 3 actions.
Yep.
And he already used them. And he hasn't, so... Vamir doesn't do anything, but this thing is dead.
All right. Trevor Kaw, the one that is dead, but the one that is in front of Benson is going to grab the axe of the other one.
He's like,
at least that's one action.
Give me that!
And then he's going to do 2 swings on Benson.
That's just like, he just like picks it up.
Natural 20.
Oh, fucking hell!
My gosh.
Jake, stop.
It's okay.
So many nat 20s.
So many nat 20s.
It's okay.
Hey,
I'm the guy that's supposed to take these.
He's got eight slashing resistance.
Yeah.
Normal damage.
Oh.
Brow cut. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed until the bleed ends. All creatures are concealed to the target. So, DC five to hit anything, and you bleed.
Oh man,
that's fine. No, I'm not worried about that.
But only normal damage.
Only normal damage.
Oh no, maybe I lay on hands myself next turn. No.
Oh, that's true.
Oh no,
lay on hands wouldn't remove the bleed.
That's true.
It might lower the DC though.
Yeah,
unless it full healed you.
Okay.
I mean, I could
wait. You mean heal to full health?
Yeah.
Full health removes persistent damage. Any other sort of relevant healing that would help you might reduce the DC from 15, but that's Jake's discretion.
Okay.
Such as jumping in a pond.
How much damage?
If you're on fire or something.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
Since it's not doubled, just regular damage.
And 4 minus 8.
Minus
yeah.
8. Oh my gosh.
So 4.
Yeah, that is interesting. Your damage reduction takes away all of their bonus on all of their plus damage.
Nice. Which is the dice damage.
Yeah, nice. So it's just dice on them, yeah.
Jesus.
All right, so that was the first one. Second attack. He only gets 2 because he had to grab the hatchet.
Like grab the hatchet and it's still attached to the arm. It's just
yeah.
He's swinging with the whole other body.
Yeah.
I mean, they're strong.
That is 28.
Get that shit out of here.
Okay. I figured as much. Then the second one, the one that was throwing stuff at you, Hulkwood, is going to step up as well.
No. He's like, all right.
Let me move his body. he goes up and curb stomps the other one as he goes, and he's going to swing at you twice with his hatchet as well.
I swear to God, Jake. No more natural 20s.
This is a new round, so I can...
Mark, when we were playing Cyberpunk on Wednesday, you totally cursed Jed with a...
I did.
You were like, here's the natural 1, and Jed rolled a natural 1. He was like, Mark, stop it!
I feel like in general, Jed has bad luck.
Yeah.
A bit, yeah.
14 on the die for a 34.
Oh, it's not a crit.
Sorry. Oh.
God.
No. Amazing.
No, my AC is 25.
Ah, okay.
Elkwood's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
But
Rangers can do it. They can handle it.
2 sevens on my D8 for 22 points of slashing damage.
Yeah, that hurts, but...
14 again for 29.
Nah, it's just regular hit.
Just regular hit again.
I'm just gonna... Lay on hands him.
And 17.
Wait a minute. I lay on hands you. It's plus 2.
Plus 2 DRC.
So what was it? 26, you said?
I got a 29.
29 still hits, but what's the...
It'll be a 27 for my AC is 27. So...
Oh, yeah, because you need a meter to exceed the AC.
Yeah, so he
still hit?
Yeah, he hits me better. Like, unless, AC, like, if my AC was 29, I'd be
I got excited there for a second.
Did you say 17 points of damage?
Yes.
I think you mean 0 points of damage. as the rune glows above your head, and then you just see Adelar go, oh, shit.
Like, just...
Oh,
like,
God, is that how that feels? Is that what they were dealing with?
Why are we here?
Why did I use that spell? It's like the, you know, like imagine the blade like coming down, cutting him, and he's like looking. Gosh. He's like,
what? Huh?
And then Adelar, oh my god, ow, ow, Molly, I'm never doing this again.
Never. If we're fighting butchers, I'm never using that. Okay, that was his turn, and after that, the dragon priest.
Oh god.
Picks his head back, and you see flames come out of his mouth as he uses a breath weapon. 30-foot cone. Fuck. Getting all of you.
Reflex.
I mean, he's behind a wall. He can't get me.
Yeah.
He definitely can't get me.
Yeah.
Geometry.
He can get Benson, he can get Elk, and he can arguably get Adelar.
Yeah. But it's a cone.
I know, but it's a wall.
Yeah, but
if you read line of read line of sight rules, his cone will definitely not get Kessler.
But if you say that you can move through allied spaces as long as you don't end in an allied space,
yeah, he can use one. You can't split your moves anyway.
Line of sight rules definitely say he cannot hit Kessler. He might be able to hit Adelar. I guess he could technically see corner of Adelar Square. So if he moved, he could hit all of us, definitely.
Okay, so if he moves...
Oh, he has hit the butcher. Okay.
He's on flambe.
So if he hits there, then...
Yes, he'll hit all of us, but he'll also hit his friend. All
right.
Just the guy right in front
of him,
though.
That's fine.
That's fine.
This went sour pretty quick, so... all right, basic reflex saves, friends.
Yes!
Seems this cool breath weapon wasn't going to do much, but all right. All right, going around, Benson.
Well, the 16.
That is a fail.
Yeah, bulwark though, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I've got fire resistance.
Fire resistance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Oakwood?
30.
That is a success.
So, crit success.
Oh, yeah, because you're level 7.
Yep.
Technically,
oh,
Benson,
shit.
It's an AoE, so you add your armor bonus to your reflex save.
Oh.
That's what it is.
That probably doesn't make it a failure, but right. It's probably higher than 16.
What's...
Your armor bonus for full plate is like 6.
Oh, okay. So, 22.
Yeah, they still fail. Yeah. Kezra.
15.
Fail.
Okay, good.
Yikes.
Adelar, you seem pretty happy with yours.
Abadar smiles greatly upon me. Nat 20.
I figured as much.
Crit success.
Shocking. I was not expecting that with your reaction.
I know. Maybe he was hoping to die. I don't know.
My backup character.
Vamir is fine. He does not take any damage. He's behind a ball.
I know. I was trying to get everybody in there, but...
okay.
So let me go ahead and roll these 76 fire damage.
What'd the butcher get?
I will roll them in a moment. 25 points of fire damage.
Ooh,
you guys know that if you failed or succeeded, blah, 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 blah. Let me see what my butchers did.
Nothing.
Reflex is their worst.
Really?
Yep. A fail.
It's minus 10 for Elk and Benson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I don't take anything.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking Ranger.
Wily.
And so one made it and one did not.
Weird.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I don't think the butcher in front of Elkwood would be in the cone. Because the cone, it's 5 feet for the first space in front. And
wait,
are
you guys doing cones from the square face or from the corner?
From the face.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So it'd be his cone and then, you know, yeah, it gets all.
Yes. Yep. Alrighty then.
Basically a 10-foot line.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that was the Charver Cause turn. Adelar.
Okay.
So if Butcher was like, "What the fuck, man?
Hey,
come on, buddy.
Hey.
Aren't you all gonna reach out and touch me?
Probably. Yes.
Yes.
Probably. Okay.
Benson can touch you first, then I'll touch you.
I need to grab a sword, then I might touch you.
I just need to feel your touch.
Okay, well...
please touch.
The feel of kindness.
I think in that case, I'm going to kind of split up what I do then. I'm going to start off by casting Bless.
Oh.
So that way y'all get an extra +1 to your hits.
Take it.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. So cast that Bless. I'll put on the aura soon. And then with my last action, I am going to... Benson's probably more beat up, yes?
Oh, wait, you...
I'm at 53 right now.
He's more.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and tap.
I've got a fuckload of health.
Yeah.
Benson also has stone skin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that.
All right, I'm going to do a classic good game on butt cheeks and get him with...
A little butt tap.
15. Oh!
Oh my god.
Just a one action heal and I got 30 points of health.
Oh my god.
So good.
I'm fine. You're fine. I'm at 83.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Man,
what a turn. All right, that's my turn.
You just have more health than me.
My god. Yeah, I thought you got hit so much and I keep forgetting your DR basically.
You do damage. I fucking just take hits.
All right. Is that all you're doing there, Addy?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
All you're doing is that.
Is that everything?
Are you done? All you're doing is a one action heal to do 30.
I know, just casting two spells is just so satisfying.
Yes, yeah, it really is.
I love it. I love it.
Kezra, your turn.
I reach over and touch Adalar for some healing.
Okay. Oh, Did you want to roll or shall I? I'm pretty hot.
You do.
You just roll.
I'm going to let you roll your game.
You're feeling pretty good, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you let me because that's pretty good. Oh my gosh. Okay, so 22 points of healing.
I was not even down that much. but I wanted to be full health before I...
Wait a minute, that goes down...
...rose into the air.
No!
Scorching and flames. And I fly over Benson's head through this archway. And I land right here.
You're landing right behind the dragon.
And I land behind them with a blazing dive and explode into damage.
I am so fucking happy.
I'm just looking at the sound bars for like the last 10 seconds. No, it's everyone. It was literally everyone.
Yeah, it's all of us.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Just how can you not get so pumped?
Yeah.
So 4d4 and 4d6 damage coming at you.
Because it's like basically the wrestling move, a special basically coming in.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's the Phoenix dive.
And it also reminds me of like, you know that Kirby ability where you just turn into like a flaming ball?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the fact that he does like a seismic toss.
Yes.
Just...
No, isn't it Incineroar in Super Smash that he does like the downward fire thing? Yeah.
Yes. Alright, I didn't roll great damage, so roll reflex saves for all three of them.
Okay. Gonna do the Butchers first because I have them up right now.
Oh yeah, reflex.
This spell is so fucking good.
30 total on the first one.
Yeah.
Success.
Alright.
Yeah,
just
success.
23
Fail.
On the second. Okay.
Ooh.
Yes.
And the priest.
Come on.
It should be lower.
Reflexes would have been better.
Oh, no.
God. 17.
Oh. Fail. So 18 damage, 9 for the success.
Okay.
To all of them.
Awesome.
Love it.
As they get blasted with fire and rubble.
Okay.
I just love the thought of Kezra just juicing up with some healing.
He's make sure I'm full health before I leave this temple.
It's like, I might need this.
Yeah. I wish I could take one of the lower healings. Yeah, I definitely didn't need that much, but
oh well.
Yeah. Okay. After Kezra, top of round 4, Benson.
Benson. So the crit makes me... I'm blinded?
So they're concealed to you. So DC 5 to hit them.
Yeah.
You also have to pick up your sword.
Yeah. So I'll pick up my sword.
One action.
And DC 5. I rolled a 5.
Oh,
wow.
You're safe for the whole round.
Well, I only need one because I'm casting Zeal.
Nice. Okay, you're going against the butcher right in front of you?
Yes, I am.
You also take 1d4 bleed.
Okay, wait, I'll roll that real quick.
Three.
Jake already did it. Jake was like, yo, take this opportunity.
I damage you.
I want the damage. What's that?
Didn't touch it!
What is it,
John? It's a natural fucking 20.
Fucking Zeal.
Because that's what Benson does. He rolls natural 20s.
So, the one in front of you, right? The one that just picked up the axe?
Yes.
Benson cuts his hand off.
Wow.
Sliced hand, normal damage until healed. The target is enfeebled 1, clumsy 1, and can't use the hand.
Wow.
So he cuts his hand off, so he drops the axe.
Yep.
And enfeebled and clumsy 1. Normal damage, but...
Oh,
okay.
That's awesome.
He's effectively worthless now.
That is awesome.
Punch him with their stump.
Oh, he's got two hands.
I rolled very well on damage.
Uh-huh.
So...
Not doubled, just normal damage.
Not doubled.
But
no.
Still, Azeel got hurt.
I can't math worth anything right now. 17.
17.
Sure, that's good.
And okay.
I cut his fucking hand off.
Nice.
Like he has it, and he's just...
Yeah,
he's just staring at the axe again.
Wait, no, Azeel.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Yeah, I gotta add that on there.
That gets doubled too.
That gets doubled too.
Yeah, no, it's a normal damage.
Yeah,
though,
normal
right?
damage.
Oh right,
yeah. Normal damage. Yeah. Still.
So what was that? 17. Mm. 24 damage.
All right.
7 on the die. Very good roll.
Oh wow.
Okay nice. Then. So 7 additional on top. Yes. Of, okay, got it. Alrighty. God, he's missing his fucking hand. What the fuck?
This dude can't catch a break. He breaks his weapon, he drops his hand.
Like, yeah. He's just probably staring at it like, right. Come on.
Like, really?
Come on, man.
Oh, well, you know, maybe like other people that lose their hands, maybe he really loved his sister back home.
Oof, yikes.
that was a Star Wars and a Game of Thrones joke.
But Benson now has... The crit hat...
Timmy, you shook at that joke. You shook at that one. Anyway, sorry, Benson, go on.
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're done.
I've got my weapons, I've got everything. The crit happened, it's over, we're good.
Yeah. Butcher has less. Elk.
Okay.
Crit happens.
First action, he's going to hunt prey on this butcher in front of him.
Okay.
And he's going to swing out with his curve blade. That is a 23 to hit.
I mean, 24 to hit.
24 to hit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that will hit.
Hell yeah.
Because of Flash.
3D8.
It would have hit anyway.
Well.
Timmy.
Well, I wasn't fishing for the AC.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And, oh, yeah, he's not the cursed one. I was like, what happened to him?
Cursed one's dead.
Yep.
So that would be first strike. Just one more action he's going to take. His last action he's going to strike again. That's a miss. Yeah, there's no way. But now Vamir is right there, so he's going to take a stab at him as well. That's a 23 to hit.
That will hit.
Shit, yeah.
24 to hit because of Bless!
Just, can we have that as a draw?
Yeah. Every single time it happens. Just do it. Jim needs to interject.
For Bless! for all accumulation of numbers, just you have to do it for each one. Alright, so 3d8. Ooh. 19 points of damage.
Ugh. Wow.
God, he just plunges his beak into this thing. And so he still has another action.
Oh my
so he's
God.
Going to strike
Fuck
again.
Him up. Fuck
Might
him
as
up.
Well. Like, what's that, Kelly? I can't read it. That's a fucking miss.
Miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus one, do the blast.
Miss still misses. On the last. After Elkwood, it comes to the Traverkow's turns. The one that's missing his hand. What else was the issue that he had? He was like enfeebled.
Enfeebled one and clumsy one. So dex down and damage, and damage to hit down.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess he's just gonna pick the axe up again with his other hand.
Like he's staring at it, and the hand is still clasping it. Yeah.
There's now two hands.
Yeah, there's two hands grabbing each other, and then an axe on top of it.
That's
so
depressing.
This is definitely a unique weapon.
Right? Yeah, yeah. God, you could turn that into a weird Zanku Thon magic
right.
weapon.
Yeah.
Monkey's pole axe.
First attack out of two on Benson.
Okay.
27? No, miss. Sorry, 25.
No.
No. Second attack. Will be not a 30 total, so because he's clumsy and feeble.
Wow.
Okay. So he missed on both of those. The other one in front of Oakwood is going to attack him.
Oh, yeah.
First swing with a hatchet. 17 on the die for a 37.
Yeah, that's crit.
Man, that
all the good rolls on.
I know. You're getting the shit beaten out of you.
I know, and I just keep getting
I was the
healed.
One buffed up for all the damage, and you're taking it all.
Yeah.
But retributive strike.
They can't hit you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, the guy doesn't have a fucking hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut it off.
So...
let me dish out the damage first, and then we can reduce it. So 18 points of slashing damage.
28 to hit.
That will hit.
You might just kill him, maybe. I don't know.
1-8. A 6. 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage to him.
Wait, so how much damage did he do to me, though?
Oh, he did. I got an 18 total, so, and then reduce it by whatever.
By 6.
By 6.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's 12 points.
Yep.
All right.
And second attack. Come on, Dice of White. 5.
Your Dice of White is going against my Dice of White dice.
Dang it. Dice of White didn't help
you
me at all.
You activated my Dice of White track card.
As a 22, which I believe is a miss. Yep.
Dungeon Dice of White monster.
Last one, also a miss. Then Beautiful. The Dragon Priest in the back.
No, no.
Sees that they are surrounded. They're going to do a 3-action ability called Volcanic Eruption.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
Oh, no.
The priest
this sounds so badass.
Slams their fist into the ground, causing fire to erupt from the earth. Each non-worshipper of Dahak...
Oh, shit.
Of course.
Not standing on the ground in a 15-foot emanation, which is all of yous. I need you all to make a reflex save.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, please. Remember, feet be nimble. Feet be quick.
Those who have fire resistance, keep that in mind.
Oh, yes.
There is fire here, so.
I mean, not bad, but I don't think that's going to do it.
Yikes.
Vamir, I'm sorry.
Yikes.
Remember, John, add your armor bonus to your reflex save.
Plus six.
It's another AoE.
Oh, shit. I think I'm fine now.
Yeah, any AoE, you add that reflex to your from your armor.
All right, let's go around.
So you just stand and take it.
So, Benson, what'd you get?
31.
That is a
success. Yes, Benson.
That is a success.
Damn it.
And it's not. It doesn't say it's a basic, actually. So you wouldn't take anything then, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Elkwood.
That would be a 25 for Elkwood.
I love Benson.
Success.
It's so fucking absurd.
So, success. Yeah. And Vamir, unfortunately, got a 21.
Is Vamir flying?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it, then. It says, who would not worship Rav Dahak standing on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Very specific, but... Yeah.
So, success is nothing?
Yes.
Oh, yep, shit.
Yep. So, yeah, success is nothing. Vamir doesn't have to worry about it, Kezra.
23?
That is a fail.
No. Oh, no.
And Adalar?
17.
Oh, fuck. Fail as well.
Okay.
Because you failed, you fall prone, and you take...
And you worship the hawk now.
And you worship the hawk now.
You worship the hawk now.
What the hell?
Just Adalar pulls out a dagger and stabs Benson. Bless me with your pain, dear leader.
Yeah, but since it's just a dagger, it doesn't actually do any fucking damage.
It plinks against the armor.
Oh, you got a d4? Nice.
On top of falling prone and worshipping the Hawk, you take 2 bludgeoning damage and 10 fire damage.
Oh, no. Huh. Oh, okay. God, the only 2 people that don't have plus fire resistance.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
I'm curious what Adalar's health is now, but
don't worry about it.
I'm fine.
Adalar's looking great.
No, I need to know. Are you saying you're fine just to make us feel better, or are you actually fine?
Adalar took some damage from Elk and took a critical poopy.
There's so many dumb names we just can't use. not good enough. Anyway, that was the Charvaka's turn. Adalar.
Alright, the real question is this episode going to be called Crit Happens or Critical Poopy?
I don't know. There was something else I thought of earlier. I gotta check my notes.
I mean, we still gotta try to monetize this at some point. So.
Adalar, it is your turn.
Okay. It's like, I really want this battle just to be over. I just want to do some damage, but I don't think I have that up.
Yeah. I would suggest healing.
Hey, man, yourself. Deal all the damage you want. Go right ahead.
I feel like you guys are right in front of me, so I'm not going to do anything for Bless. So I think I am going to do a 2-action heal on myself, because why not?
Because I'm bleeding from my ears.
I might be terribly down on HP. I'd never let you know. And you still have Vital Beacon, right?
It's so funny that I was the person that was supposed to take most damage, and I just really haven't.
Actually, I was... Actually, I'm going to spend... Before I do my heal spell, I'm actually going to spend an action in my halo activates as I feel quite in danger.
What does halo do again?
47. I get another 8 healing. Right. So 55 health is restored to Adalar as his halo activates. Jeez. And he's like, oh.
Full health? Full I'm health. Assuming.
Yep, full health.
Jesus.
It's actually exactly full health for me.
Wow.
God damn.
Impressive.
Yep, so that means if you guys get healed by me, you'll get a little bonus from the halo.
Oh, so Vital Beacon counts on that, right?
No, it's only for heal spells.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which, Vital Beacon sounds like a heal spell.
Yeah. Well, it's the heal spell.
The heal spell, yeah.
The heal spell. Yep, so my turn is over.
Okay.
Kezri, it is your turn now. Kind of crazy shit you got going on.
Yeah, Kezro will... So, behind the enemies now, outside of the temple, he will take a step. And he will unleash a heightened burning hands from the staff. He'll only get the enemies because he has this diagonal angle now.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, so you're only going to get the priest and the far right butcher?
No, I'll get all three of them. Because it's at this diagonal angle, it will not hit. They'll basically go... Two down into the wall, and then into the Chabraka Butcher, and then the Far Chabraka Butcher.
Gotcha.
Okay. This angle, that's how the pyramid works from the cool rule book.
Gotcha.
Oh, he's on the
rule book. I'm going to abuse the shit out of that cool rule book.
Wait, don't read that. That has rules in it.
No.
My weakness.
So reflex saves from all of them.
Uh-huh. Butcher's first. 29.
Success.
Alright. Natural 20 on the second one.
Fuck.
And the priest. Priest got a 25.
Exactly. Success. So 12 damage. So 6 for the six successes. No damage for the 20.
Yep. Mm. Got it.
And that's my turn.
Okay.
Quick point of order. The Angelica Halo only applies to allies, so I'm not full health.
Wait, only applies to allies? Are you not an
ally? You're an ally.
It just says, I mean, usually it would say, like, yourself and allies, typically. I'll do some research.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay. Just,
yeah, yeah. It would be silly. I mean,
I can't imagine a reason why.
You are not an ally.
You're not your own ally. I'm my own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, that was Kezra, top of round 5.
Benson. I think he's swinging.
So, yeah, Benson's just swinging at the injured one in front of him with a 27.
The one-armed man in front of him.
Yeah, the one-armed Chavarka. that'll hit.
Not the greatest, but hold on.
Where is it?
Okay. 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Second strike.
What was that?
What was it? God damn it.
That was another natural 20.
Dude, get cut off his hand again.
Stop me.
Get cut off his other hand.
Yeah. Pull the same card.
There's no bullshit. There's no bullshit.
No.
Triple.
You guys aren't going to believe this.
What?
Wait, what?
Decapitation?
Missing digits. Oh, the target loses 1d4 fingers on one hand and becomes clumsy one until subject to regeneration.
So do you want to say that doesn't affect him or it just strikes
him? No, you slash fingers off his other hand.
This poor fucking guy.
Poor guy.
So he loses 4 fingers.
I can't imagine that he can hold this thing anymore.
He can't. So he has no hand and only one thumb.
So he's.
But we're all motioning with just the thumb right now over the table.
Wait, was that double damage?
It was normal damage again. Unfortunately for you,
this thing can't do anything in front of me now.
I mean, you're. There's pieces of this guy
you
everywhere.
You broke his weapon, you cut his hand off, and then you cut all his fingers off.
I know.
Oh my gosh. What does Iomide have against torturing your enemy? This is what feels 17 like.
17 points of damage. I rolled an 8 in first roll.
Well, he's dead anyway.
Okay,
so.
I put him out of his suffering.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
God damn, in last action, I raised my shield.
I did not want to focus on how many fucking...
All right, if we have a T-shirt of a Chawarka with no hand and only one thumb on the other hand,
that would just be too
and a broken axe at his
hand. At his feet
on the ground.
At his feet, yeah.
And then he's just doing the guess I'll die.
Guess I'll die.
Oh my god!
What's that dude? That bald dude in the red shirt going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guess I'll die.
God, that was fucking brutal.
And then you raise your shield. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
I'm done.
Elkwood, your turn.
Okay, Elkwood is going to swing out at the guy in front of him again. Because he wants to kill this thing. Big time. Interrupted his seance. That is a 14 on the die. So that is a 30 to hit.
That will hit.
Let's see.
Oh, no! Ah!
God damn it.
I dropped my D8.
Mark's throwing his dice again.
I done dropped my D8. Oh.
Oh, wow. 4 and 4.
3 4s?
Yeah, 3 4s.
3 4s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who would have thunk? So that's 12 plus that, so 17 points of damage.
Okay.
And
you might take him out. Might take him out this
well,
turn.
Well,
fuck him up.
Good chance.
Swing again. Dice away. And now it's a miss.
Unfortunately.
And
what's the total?
Bad.
It's oh, okay. bad. It yeah. was a 3.
Oh, yeah.
And one more swing. That's a 17 on the die, though.
Hey?
So that's a 17 plus negatives 12. It's, wait, sorry. 4. Shit.
There's a lot.
It's finesse. Way. Well, it's like, because I have, it's like plus 16 to hit, and then I have a finesse weapon, so it's negative 4, and then negative 4.
This
so
is your third hit?
Yeah, the third
so
hit.
So minus 10, so plus 6.
No, minus 8.
Minus 8.
Is it agile?
Okay.
Yeah. Is it
so 17 plus 8. No, 17 plus... Yeah, 17 plus 8. So 25. Yeah.
25.
So that,
it's agile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, 25 actually hits.
Sweet. But I don't get precision on this one. So
we're sorry, we'll get better at math, people.
I'm not a math person.
I really won't.
Never mind. Apparently, we have a commitment to not get better at math.
And a game involved. Well,
I've been playing this game for fucking like
no,
7 years.
See, we just need flashcards.
Yeah, totally. After this game,
we'll
do some multiplication numbers.
We
you
can
know,
go to the baby kid store and get some abacus.
Yes.
Can we get flashcards?
Yeah. How much damage?
So that's a 6 and a 7 on the die.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
So that would be 6 plus... Oh my god. I haven't done it right from everybody
13.
Else. How much?
13.
13 plus strength. So 16 and 17, 18.
18.
Strength modifier. So... And plus the plus 2.
He's dead.
Yay!
Fuck yeah. Yay! So he just slices this thing down.
Only the caster is left.
And so that is actually all three.
His turn
that's
next.
All three reactions?
Yeah, so I can't have Vimir go.
Ah, okay.
Sucks, but oh well.
The priest begins to take a few steps back. 25. And he raises his finger and points it out.
Yeah.
And launches a fireball to explode on all of you.
Oh, okay.
Need you all to make basic reflex saves.
Oh, no.
You get to add that plus 6 for your bulwark.
Oh, no.
Okay. I will do that.
I know, for John.
Yeah, I think I still might have critically failed.
Oh, really?
Okay. You add your armor bonus.
I am.
Oh, man. Benson, what'd you get?
17.
Just a fail.
Okay.
Just a fail.
That was a 2 on the dice.
I would tell you that's very close to a fail, but Elkwood.
30 for Elkwood.
Success.
And Vimir got 24.
Fail.
Yeesh.
Just a fail.
So. I failed.
You failed as well.
25.
Just a success.
Yes.
So. Fireball is how much? 66 fire damage. That's right.
We still have fire resistance.
Oh yeah. 10
yeah.
fire resistance.
Well, yep. On evasion, so.
Not great roll, actually, either. 21 points of fire damage.
Okay, the mirror gets hit. I don't.
And that is the Dragon Priest's turn.
so everyone's going to bum rush this guy. Because he's just, like, backing up. We're like, no.
I genuinely don't think I can reach him.
He saw his butchers die, and then was like, fine, but before I go,
pew.
That was his turn, Adelar.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's so far.
I know. Also, my turns are getting shorter, so you gotta, you gotta be more ready.
I know. Well, I think I'm just gonna move up 25 feet, the full complement of my movement. 10, 15, 20, 25. Follow me for blessings. And
oh, my God. And speaking of blessings, I'm gonna bless this priest with the
death.
Purifying light of Abaddon.
I diagnose you with
Oh man, how does a 34 sound?
34 sounds like a crit.
That's
a magic crit. Oh yeah, but still not.
Yeah, it's so close.
God,
to
we are
20.
Fucking beasts.
I know. Oh my gosh. I hope this thing doesn't have any fire resistance.
Like I said,
it probably does.
Like I said, Jake's gonna have to step up the combat if he's gonna actually hurt us.
Oh yeah.
Even with all his natural 20s and all of our natural ones, it didn't matter.
There's a lot of natural ones too. Guys, miss fingers and hands and shit.
Do you guys want to know what my health is at right now?
Probably pretty high still.
It's 75.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
So 32 points of fire damage.
32 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Doesn't give a single shit about that fire.
Oh, he's resistant.
Oh, man.
Nope,
he's
completely
immune.
Immune.
Oh shit.
Man.
Oh, I bet you feel stupid, Tim. Sorry.
You know, I thought we would have made it through an episode without shitting on me, but you know, I can still dream.
I'm sorry, it's just so fun.
It is. Oh wait, was I prone? Did I ever get up from not being prone?
Wait, when were you prone?
A while ago.
When you failed from the volcanic eruption.
Kessler technically never got up either. I realized that.
Oh, I wouldn't have
care.
Been able. Okay, I wouldn't have been able to cast this spell because I would have had to stand up and then move.
Oh, okay.
So what's like it never happened?
Wait, could you?
It's like, no, you waste the spell, asshole.
No, I couldn't
cantrip,
have cast
right?
it.
Yeah,
no, it's not a cantrip. It's not a cantrip.
Well, very true.
So, yeah, I have to stand up, and then I'd move, and then I guess I'd cast Guidance on Elkwood. So
okay.
Yeah. Well,
you guys also would have seen the fire damage from the Burning Hands did not do anything to the Dragon Priest.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Did diddly squat to him. Anyway, Kezra, your turn.
Kezra will
suplex him closer.
Take his turn to stand up. Mm-hmm. Crawled last time instead of walked.
Yikes.
And he will lightning bolt.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Much like what you did to the last Travel Cod Dragon Priest, mm-hmm.
So reflex save, please.
Yep.
Oh, you're
getting to it.
Your dice roll so seamlessly on this table.
And then he drops the dice.
Oh, I did pretty good. Did pretty good. 30 total.
Oh, gosh.
So it's a regular success.
Okay.
So 32 damage.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
So cut in half.
Oh, wait, no. 24 damage, sorry. So 12 damage.
So 12 damage, okay. All right. Yeah, this one fared much better than the last Dragon Priest that you guys fought, which was like a million natural ones. Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, to stand.
All right, just stand there. Benson. Top of round 6, bud.
So funny that I can make 2 movements and get to where I can actually hit the guy.
Oh, nice.
What?
So I get a +1 from your bless, right?
No, I'm out of range.
Just out of range.
I'm just out of range? Okay.
Yeah, the smaller aura is the bless, right?
Yeah.
Well, that turns out to be 16 plus 16.
Ooh. Yeah,
34.
That is 32. 32,
sorry.
32. If you had blessed, that would have been a crit, but it's just a
hit. Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
Wait. Oh, no, I gave that to Elkwood. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep.
Really not great damage rolls for only 11. That's unfortunate.
All right. Only 11.
Ah, fuck.
Get him, Elk.
Yeah,
got that +1.
It's your turn.
Yep, he's going to hunt prey. First action.
Fuck him up.
You gonna shoot Adalar in the back of the head?
Yes, yes I am.
Shoot him with a sword.
And I think with enough movement and one action, he can make it here.
Ooh. I have an M16 of shooting swords.
And actually, with
very,
this
very rare match
with this action, so he's going to move here, second action, but then have Amir, since he has 45 feet of movement.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15,
45 feet?
He's a fucking bird.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fucking 5, awesome. 10, 15, 20,
20, 30, 30. 40.
This dude's fucking done.
Yeah, so it's just going to be like a triple team of just let's just attack the living crap out of him. Right, and he's going to swing. 13 on the die, so that is a 29 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
Tasty.
Tasty, good fuck. Ooh, that's an 8, that's a 6, so...
Ooh!
15,
oh.
22 points of damage.
Ow!
And that was his action, then Vimir is going to take a strike. Dice a Y, go. Ah, that's a miss.
Unfortunate.
Miss from Vimir.
Yeah.
He's a priest. What was it? What's the total? Vimir doesn't have a multiple attack penalty.
It's still like a plus 12, so it's a 17.
Okay.
Yeah, his attack, unfortunately, does not scale with mine. Otherwise, gotcha. That'd be really good.
Yeah, it would be.
Thank goodness it does not do that.
Rangers would be the most broken fucking class in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he still does like 3d8.
No, it's still incredibly impressive.
3d8 plus 3, because his strength modifier is stupid.
Yep.
He's as strong as me, which is...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no, he's a giant fucking bird. Have you ever seen a giant fucking bird?
Yeah. And they both get
they both get
the precision damage, which is...
That's pretty much it.
Have you guys seen the shoe bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that thing's a fucking raptor.
They're the birds that they modeled the birds you fly on in Skyward Sword.
They are monsters. Never approach one.
Yeah, I was watching some documentary, and like the way that they like presented the bird, it like came out, and then it said, with its large murderous beak. And I was like, that's accurate. I never looked at it like that, but yeah, those things look like they suck.
Those things can break your skull with their beak.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the other day, like, I was on, because, you know, I take, like, long country roads back, because where I am, but, country roads, but, you know, of course, like, in fashion, you know, you just see, it's hunting seasons that are dead deer, over the place.
Yeah, there
are. So vultures are, you know, there, but then
fun fact, that's not, mostly not hunters, that's tuberculosis.
No, I meant, like, it got hit by a car, that's why it died. So it was on the side of the road, so I'm like, oh, damn, like, because I don't want to see my vulture boys getting hit by anything. But then, you know, I see a freaking bald eagle.
Yeah.
Like, and all the vultures are like...
Oh, they
okay,
don't,
man.
They do not fuck
no,
with bald
yeah.
eagles.
Yeah, like
no.
the bald eagle's just like chomping into this thing, and then you just see these three other vultures just going, okay, man, just.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't
all
fuck
do
with
you. Them. But like, just seeing how big, like, the talons are.
Yeah.
Like, they're and that's huge. A small size. They could crush your, like, wrist.
Yeah. All right. That was the end of Elkwood's turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to the Trevorka Dragon Priest. He is going to reach his hand out.
And touch Faith.
You know, I think he will touch Benson.
Yeah. Fucking come on.
No.
I think he's going to try to touch Benson. Benson looks strong and healthy enough for a vampiric...
fucking kills.
Strong and healthy enough for a vampiric touch.
Oh, no.
16 on the die for a 33.
Oh, my goodness. You hit me.
All right. Let me re-vampiric touch. Your touch leeches the lifeblood out of a target to empower yourself. You deal 6d6 negative damage to the target. You also gain 10 hit points equal to half the negative damage that the target takes. I do need you to make a basic fortitude save, though.
Oh, shit, you got that.
Yeah.
Still part of it, but...
27,
a success.
Wait, are you at the level that if you get a success in a fortitude, it's a crit success?
Oh yeah, you might.
Oh, you might be.
Yeah, look at under like an about or something.
Wait, that's what tells you. reflex, right?
No. I was asking for his because
I'm a master.
Okay, he's a master, so that's why he gets pretty much the evasion.
Yeah.
Ability. Yeah. But you're just expert.
So. I'm expert in fortitude.
Okay, that's good to know. Look, we all learned.
Yeah,
we all learned it. Okay, so you do take. So you just succeeded, which means that you will take half of this 66 negative energy damage. I rolled a 24, so you will be taking 12.
Okay.
And then he gets back 6.
Yep, and then he gets back half of that.
So he's like, okay, not as much as I wanted.
I'm doing all right. And then he is going to try to run off into the woods.
No, he's not.
You got him.
Ah! Just like that, up.
Yeah. Yeah, he just books it into the woods. But you know he is he casted a spell, so you know he's not too far. He only had a one action run. Adelar, is your turn.
Of course it is. And he's just always just barely out of
it's
range.
Just 35 feet away.
35 feet.
Jason, we'll give him your
spells in this game have like fucking 500 feet range.
No, a lot of ones. Yeah, a lot of cantrips don't. I get there.
I do find it funny that like when somebody's like a little out of range, I see all the rulers come up at once. Just like, how far away is that? Can I reach him with a spell?
Adelar will smite you with a divine lance.
There you go. That will hit him.
You've never
that
hit will deal with this.
You say that every time, and I have.
Yeah, no, he's been...
And I got a 33, so I believe that's a crit.
That is a crit, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Take all this lawfulness.
Go, Avatar, go.
Your green dice look like gummy bears over here. They look like gummies.
They do kind of look gummy. Gummy dice. Timmy, I'm going to eat your dice. They look tasty.
No! That is 32 points of
whole damage!
Shit! God!
Skewered.
Fucking amazing.
If he did not heal, he would be dead right now.
Oh man. Shit, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Get him! Get him!
This just leaves.
He's made of fucking paper. Kezra, this is your fucking buffet. Let's do this.
Yeah. Kezra. He looks pretty much dead.
Kezra opens his mouth.
Yeah.
And now that he's leveled up, his dragon breath is heightened.
Oh, God.
So instead of 5d6, it will do 7d6. For one focus point.
Not the...
If all of these roll ones, he's still fucking dead.
Did you move?
Oh my God, I rolled. I don't need to.
Are you going to hit me?
Fine. I'll move.
Now hit him. Fuck him.
Get him. Get him.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't roll an extra 20, and he had one hit point left.
Oh, I was one in three.
Man, I rolled really well.
Say it anyway.
Just eviscerate this motherfucker.
Turn him into black and mash. Just
31 damage.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he goes to negative 30, if that was the thing.
God, my fucking boy, Kezra. Everyone in this fucking fight did fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was impressive. To the point, Kezra, when you were like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to make these encounters hard." I did. That was. That was a heightened encounter.
Holy really?
Wow. Yep.
Not hard enough.
Stop it.
Stop.
I almost went down. Elkwood did go down. Yeah. Like
I was really.
Benson
never...
was never going to go
never
down.
In danger.
Never. I was like, I don't care if Benson gets surrounded. It's not going to matter.
No.
Yeah. No. If honestly, and I'm not throwing shit here. If you didn't run in front of me in the beginning of the encounter, like
yeah. Yeah, the only reason why Elkwood took so much damage there was because he was in front of Benson, so the butchers don't give a shit who they hit. They just go after the first person they see.
God, Stoneskin is fucking amazing.
I know.
I was more worried, you know, about them funneling in as well.
So. Yeah, no, it was that was in. Still a dangerous encounter. Like it went our way, but that was a lot of heavy hitting motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, you guys. I had a bit of a rough start in the combat there with some of the natural 20s and natural 1s that happened. Yeah. But you guys eventually kill off these butchers and the dragon priests that you're not sure how they found you.
I know, yeah.
But what is interesting, though, as you are taking the bodies, you hear what sounds like a gunshot.
What?
Oh what? West.
What?
Cool. And I will see you guys next time.
Oh, shit.
Go!
Is this Guns
Let's
and Gears?
Let's get Guns and a gun.
Cool.
Guns and Gears?
Guns.